Hi, this is your host, KBC, and I just wanted to let you know that today's show deals with the subject of sex. It's a very serious, immature subject, and we'll be dealing with it in a most immature manner. So please remove all children, impressionable adults, pets, and houseplants from the room so that you can enjoy today's show without their help. Thank you, and enjoy.
I hear the whistle of a passing train. I hear an oboe play a sad refrain. I hear the rain upon my window pane. And I think about sex. The scent of jasmine on a summer night. The song of starlings at the first daylight. The magic of a rainbow at the sight. I think about sex. You may say that I have got a one-track mind. Maybe what you say of me is true. But while you're saying that I've got a one-track mind, I'm thinking about sex with you. And you, the restless flutter of a butterfly, a shooting star that streaks across the sky. Some speak of wonder, some of God, but I, you got it, sex. You may ask me, why do I obsess this much? Can't I think of something else instead? But while you're asking me, I must confess this much. I'm wondering how you'd be in bed. Standing alone beside a waterfall, or amidst the frenzy of a shopping mall, it seems as nothing turns me off at all. Except maybe writing checks. But after that I'm back again pursuing it. Each fantasy I have has God knows who in it. Perhaps because I'm not actually doing it. I think about, explore each kink about. I bore my shrink about. Sex, 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 sex. Sometimes food. Then sex.
I'm 37. I'm still living with me mum. I've no pals now my guinea pig's dead. And my dad needs my room to grow mushrooms. So I suppose that it's time I was wed. Now you don't sweat much for a fat lass. And I hear you've a rich mum and dad. And in the dark, with the light right behind you, you really don't look quite that bad. And that's why I wrote you this meaningful melody. Okay, lads, three chords in the key of A. Let's put some spunk into it. I can be the hot dog, and you can be the bun. I can be the ramrod, and you can be the gun. I can be the cistern, if you will pull my chain. I can be the dino rod, if you will be the drain. I'll even be the daddy, and you can be the mum. I can be the suppository, and you can be the bum. But I can't understand.
No, you can't understand.
No, I can't understand why women don't like me.
One of life's little mysteries.
Now I can't understand.
No, he can't understand.
Now I can't understand why women don't like me.
Oh, cruel fate.
I can be the Christmas fairy, you can be the tinsel. I can be the athlete's foot and you can be the plimsoll. I can be the landlord's thumb and you can be the drink. I can be the plunger and you can be the sink. I will be the dentist if you will open wide. I can be the vet's rubber glove and you can be the cow's backside. But I can't understand.
No, he can't understand.
Now I can't.
I doing you wrong? Now I can't understand.
No, he can't understand.
Now I can't understand why women don't like me.
I've got the grill cream sprouts.
You can be the sandwich, I can be the lemon curd. You can be the WC and I can be the turd. I can be the rupture and you can be the truss. You can be the pimple and I can be the puss. You can be the vomit bag and I can be the tick. You can be the Y fronts and I can be the... What's this word? I can't understand.
No, he can't understand.
Now I can't understand why women don't like me.
I've got the old teeth
and a motorbike inside. Now I can't understand.
No, he can't understand.
No, I can't understand why women don't like me. I can be the finger and you can be the pie. I can be the porker and you can be the sty. I can be the writing if you will be the wall. I can do the breaststroke if you will do the crawl. You can be the racing car and I can be James Hunt. I can be the sailor and you can be the... What's this word? I can be the stone and you can be the kidney. You can be the choir boy and I can be my rather strange Uncle Sydney. But if your heart should chance resist my subtlety and charms, and my suave sophistication fails to bring you to my arms, you'd be the wild and lovely girl I'd lost before she'd grown, and you will be a memory, and I will be probably going down the pub. There's a darts match on at the Swan in Fulham Broadway. Or I might go to the pictures and see Clint Eastwood. Or Danish dentist on the job. Or I might go and stare at the nurses playing tennis. Or I might go and get some Algerian Scotch whiskey from the off-license and get commode hugging drunk. Or I might go and stick me dong through somebody's letterbox.
Come on, honey. Stop fooling around and let's get into this business.
Get into whose business?
Into your business.
Well, maybe I don't feel like doing it today.
You better get it while I'm ready to give it to you. Come on now.
Hold on a minute. How y'all going to do it to me?
Hey, look, I'll show you. Now, come on, honey. Sit down beside me here on the sofa. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now, we sitting here like this, honey. You reaches over and takes a good hold of the joystick.
I've got to take hold of that thing?
Sure. Oh, then, yes, honey, after you get the feel of it, then we'll start the upside down business.
Upside down? Man, you is different.
Mm-hmm. Well, then after we does that a while, we rolls over.
Rolls over?
Yes, and then, honey, then we goes down.
Who does what? To which?
Why, we goes down together.
Sue?
And once you do it a couple of times, it comes easy.
Yeah, I did it just once that way, and it came too easy.
Did, huh? Well, maybe you worked the joystick too fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the man complained about that, too.
Yeah, Sue. You've got to work it slow and easy. You see, honey, if you begin jerking it, you'd have to spill something.
I feel plenty that last time.
Uh-huh. You went at it too hard, like I say. But no. Now, when we does it, I'm just going to lie back at first and let you play with it a little.
Ain't that going to be nice to you?
Mm-hmm. And then when you get you just the way you want it, I'm going to let you ease it in yourself.
Man, who did you think I was going to ease it into?
Then I'll give it to you.
And maybe after that going down business, you won't have any juice left.
Well, don't worry about that, honey. Don't worry about that. I carry plenty of juice.
You better carry plenty. Because, man, you got me all hot.
That's good. That's good. And come on, honey. I got my car outside.
We ain't going to do it in no car, is we?
No, we're going out to the field.
And we ain't going to do it in no field either. We're going to do it right here on this air sofa.
On the sofa? How am I going to give you airplane lessons on the sofa?
Airplane lessons? Did you all say airplane lessons?
Goodness. Ain't that what I came over here for? To teach you how to fly?
And all the time I thought you was talking about something else.
Hmm?
Doggone, it was my sissy y'all wanted to see.
Oh, from the city.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard stories about beautiful young girls, but have you heard the story about the beautiful young girl who swam around the long pier at Atlantic City? Listen. I met a young girl at Atlantic last year whose hobby was swimming around the long pier. Every morning she'd come, this trim little lass, and give us the pleasure of seeing her antics in the water, the surf and the sand, the queen of them all, the belle of the strand. When tired of swimming, for sure she would start and give us the pleasure of letting a fresh little wavelet roll over her clothes and wash out the sand from her bright colored folds. She would lay on her back, and for shells she would hunt and go through the motion of washing her clothes in the water and wringing them dry and hanging them up with a tired out tie. Had a brother who swam round the dock and amused the spectators by shaking his fist at the copper who stood on the shore, the very same copper who stood there before. She could float like a feather and dive like a duck and show by her motion she knew how to frolic in the water way up to her chin and never be drowned like others have been.
Do you like boots a lot? Why do you like boots a lot?
You gotta like boots a lot.
Do you like boots a lot?
Yes, I like boots a lot.
Why do you like boots a lot?
You gotta like boots a lot.
Down in the locker room, just me boys, meeting down the locker room with all that noise. Do you like boots a lot?
Yes, I like boots a lot.
Why do you like boots a lot?
You gotta like boots a lot.
Do you wear your jock a lot?
Yes, I wear my jock a lot.
Why do you wear your jock a lot?
You gotta wear your jock a lot.
Why do you wear your jock a lot?
Yes, I like boots a lot.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs. Humpty Dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, Shooters, physics tutors, Bobsy twins and bald commuters, double WMDs, MREs and PFBs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerbers, servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow zonkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi's thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins, your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, 'cause I'm a boob too. Shattered by our tongue.
Shane was never ever satisfied. Julie came and went so fast she didn't even say goodbye. Well, Rhonda had a house in Venice, lived on brown rice and cocaine. Patty had a house in Houston, chopped on syrup in her veins. Linda thought her life was empty, filled it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that shit at all. Not Catherine. Alright. Well, Pauline thought that love was simple, turn it on and turn it off. Marie was complicated like some principal maker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always had her stocking straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon, a paper plate. Sarah was this modern dancer, lean, pristine transparency. Janet wrote bad poetry in a crazy kind of urgency. Tanya Turkish liked to fuck while wearing leather biker boots. Brenda's strange obsession was for certain vegetables and fruit. Are you receiving me? Rowena was an artist, daughter, the deeper image shook her up. His mother left her father, took his money and his truck. Debbie Ray had no such problems, perfect Norman Rockwell home. Nina, 16, had a baby, left her parents, lived alone. Bobby joined a new wave band, changed her name to Bobby Socks. Eloise, who played guitar, sang songs about whales and cops. Terry didn't give a shit, was just a nihilist. Ronnie was much more my style, but she wrote songs just like this. Jezebel went 40 days, drinking nothing but Perrier. Dinah drove her Chevrolet into the San Francisco Bay. Judy came from Ohio, she's a Scientologist. Amaranta, here's a kiss, I chose you to end this list. Eight lines about 44 women.
Yo, so, fe, ze, co! Your breath.
slipping out your back door and leaving moist spray.
Ellie Mae is such a beautiful girl. I wonder why she's not married.
She's 18. She's too old.
Now Ellie Mae's 18 years old.
I'll meet a light woman, I'm told.
When you meet the right man, you quick marry him.
Now that your chances is slim.
Don't worry, Pop. One of these days I'll be getting hitched.
Ellie, I told you 1,000 times, before you get hitched, these things you got to know about courting and sparking and birds and bees.
Oh, Pow, I know the birds and the bees. I learned that when I was young. The bees is the little ones.
That's all you know. Ellie, you're gonna get stung.
That's right, Granny. Ellie, the way them big city men are beginning to look at you, we've got to have an answer.
Can you tell about the birds and the bees? We gotta know now if you can.
I'm not fixing to marry a bird or a bee. I'm fixing to marry a man.
She's right. I never thought of that.
Granny, take over and learn her something.
Ellie, there's a difference in men. They're city men and country men. And in the city, a woman traps a man different. Now, the first rule is, Ellie may play hard to get, though they say they love you a lot.
You know that if I not play hard to get, I'm feared that I'll never get got.
Get me my jug, Jethro.
I'm ready for sparking now, Pa.
No, Ellie, you jumped the gun. You don't spark first. You court first. In fact, he'll court you.
Well, how'll I know if he's a courting?
He'll wear courting clothes and have his hair slicked and be toting a box of candy.
Well, gosh, while he's a courting, what do I do, Pal?
Well, first take him into the parlor. Then you both sit down on the couch. You on the one end, him on the other.
If he reaches for you, just yell out.
Yeah.
And I'll come a-running and save you.
Yep, Granny, we'll be right there in the parlor behind the curtains. On the first night of courting, it's the code of the hills. A girl and a fella is never left alone.
Oh, that lesson. Granny learned me.
Now, Ellie, what really happens when you're out with a big city fella?
Well, Pa, for instance, I went riding through the hills with a city fella. Then, suddenly, the engine stopped. He said, Ellie Mae, we's out of gas. And out of that car, could, but that city fella sure was mean. Instead of glad, he was mad when I come running back, toting a can of gasoline.
No wonder you was mad. You left him sitting there alone. That's not playing the court game right.
Next time that happens, you don't run for gasoline. You jump out of the car, get behind it, and push.
Can you tell about the birds and the bees? We gotta know now if you can.
I'm not fixing to marry a bird or a bee. I'm fixing to marry a man.
She's not fixing to marry a bird or a bee. She's fixing to marry a man.
Cats on the rooftops, cats on the tiles, cats with the clap and the crab and the piles, cats with their butts all wreathed in smiles as they revel in the throes of fornication. The crocodile is a funny animal. He rates his mate only once in a while. When he does, he floods the Nile as he revels in the throes of fornication. The hippo's rump is big and round, the small ones weigh 1,000 pound. Two together quake the ground as they revel in the throes of fornication. Cats on the rooftops, cats on the tiles, cats with the clap and the crab and the piles, cats with their butts all wreathed in smiles as they revel in the throes of fornication. Baboon's rear is an eerie sight. There's a glow below like a neon light, and he waves like a flag in the jungle night as he revels in the throes of fornication. Cats on the rooftops, cats on the tiles, cats with the clap and the crab and the piles, cats with their butts all wreathed in smiles as they revel in the throes of fornication. The camel has a lot of fun. His night is complete when he is done. He always gets 2 humps for 1 as he revels in the throes of fornication. Cats on the rooftops, cats on the tiles, cats with the clap and the crab and the piles, cats with their butts all wreathed in smiles as they revel in the throes of fornication. Clam is a model of chastity, and you can tell the he from the she, but she can tell and so can he, so they revel in the throes of fornication. It's cats on the rooftops, cats on the tiles, cats with the clap and the crabs and the piles, cats with their butts all wreathed in smiles as they revel in the throes of fornication. Now the queen bees flit among the trees, and there consort with whom they please. They fill the land with sons of bees as they revel in the throes of fornication. Cats on the rooftops, cats on the tiles, cats with the clap and the crab and the piles, cats with their butts all wreathed in smiles as they revel in the throes of fornication. Now the monkey's small and rather slow, erect he stands just 1 foot or so, so when he comes it's time to go, as he revels in the throes of fornication. It's cats on the rooftops, cats on the tiles, cats with the clap and the crab and the piles, cats with their butts all wreathed in smiles, as they revel in the throes of fornication. 500 verses, all in rhyme. To sit and to sing them seems such a crime, when we could better spend our time reveling in the throes of fornication. It's cats on the roof, rooftops, cats on the tiles, cats with the clap and the crab in the piles, cats with their buzzer-eating smiles, as they revel in the throes of fornication.
Yes, and I suppose you're all wondering why I called you here. You know why. Take off your clothes. No, we're just kidding. We're just doing one of our every now and then sex shows. I think this is volume 5. My researching is getting better so that I'm avoiding as many doubles as I can. We don't want the vice department after us, do we? Anyway, started out with the warning. If you heard the warning and got this far, then you are not afraid. Good thing for you. We started with Ray Jessel. I think about sex, and who doesn't, all right? Let's see, food innuendo guy. And that was, of course, Adam Sandler, who's a lot funnier than people give him credit for. Isn't he? I don't know. I think so. Anyway, I can be the hot dog. You can be the bun, was Ivor Biggin. Let's have fun. Dandy Dan, one of those party records that your parents would listen to on a Friday night, right? Yeah, let's have fun. Ooh, the Girl from Atlantic City, another form of light sexual entertainment from about the same time, maybe a little earlier. Ben Light and the Surf Club, The Girl from Atlantic City. Okay, there are many variations of that, believe me. Boobs-a-Lot, of course, The Fugs. Who says I don't play the hits, right? That was from 1965. Doesn't seem that long ago, does it? 60 years, okay? Almost. 99 words for boobs, okay? I always prefer big brown eyes myself. I didn't hear that in there, so I leave that out for you. 88 lines, about 44 women from the Nails. Of course, another hit. Physical, y'all, so physical, from Adam and the Ants. I think that was from their first album, the only one that was really a hit, you know. Sex Farm was the Wurzels. Covering up on Spinal Tap there. Wurzels are, I think, still together after almost 60 years. They started in the 60s, and I think, except for Adge Cutler, I think they're all still alive, if you call that living. Beverly Hillbillies thing after that. I'm sorry for that, but it had to be done. Birds and the Bees, featuring the unquestionable, unsinkable song stylings of Ellie Mae Clampett, better known as Donna Douglas. All right, please do not tell anybody you heard that here, okay? All right, thank you. But Oscar Brand after that, Cats on the Rooftop, Bats in the Belfry, you know how it goes. All right, anyway, that's how it goes. So here we are. What do you want to talk about next? You know, every orgy I ever been to is the same way. Girls on one side, boys on the other. All right, so... Oh, everybody just relax, shall we? And we'll get our next act on the road here right now, okay? Gents?
When I date my boyfriend, I handle him with care. Know just what he wants, and how and when and where. I never have no trouble. Here's the reason why. I'm just like a Chesterfield, I always satisfy. Relax, relax. Remember, you only live once. I meet a lot of people while traveling around, but some of the craziest characters live right here in this town. There's too much competition, and boy, I've seen some champs. Now I'm gonna be different, I'm gonna give green stamps. Relax, relax. Remember, you only live once. The Chinese girls are different from others, it's been said. But that report is phony, no matter what you've read. There really is no difference from girls in any land. The rumor that they are was started by a cross-eyed man. Relax. Ooh, relax. Remember, you only live once. I wish that I were pretty like some girls that I see. I'd have a lot of dates then. How happy I would be. I'd like to go out dancing, go to all the joints. And if you're honest, you'll admit I got a couple of very good points. Just run your hand over that album cover, Dad. Oops, that's enough. Remember, you only live once. My friend says he's in trouble. He cannot pay his bills. He owes so much money, it's given him the chills. I said, you think that's trouble? Well, I got news for you. My car, my mortgage, and myself, all three are overdue. Relax. Just kidding. Relax. Remember, you only live once. Our trouble with the Russians seems to be on the increase. But I have a solution that will guarantee us peace. Send 50 striptease dancers over there, and then you'll find a big uprising among those Russian men. Relax. Relax. Remember, you only live once. When people first get married, they're always so polite. Till hubby stays out late and comes home just a little tight. But what's the use to argue? Gee, who wants to fight? Let's all get together and have a little peace tonight. Relax. Relax. Remember, you only live once. If it's gonna be one of those daisy chain things, I want to be on the end in case the telephone rings.
Terrible things always happen. Just like yesterday, I was washing the windows, and I accidentally broke one of them. And my wife said, oh, break them all. So I did. Later on that evening, I was washing the dishes. I accidentally broke one of them. She said, oh, break them all. So I did. Later on that night, we got in the bed, and I got up the urge, and I started feeling on it. She said, oh, cut it out. So I did. What's 6 inches long and has two nuts on the end? An almond joy, silly. What is it a man take out of his pants, put in a hole and push it with his belly? A Subway token. What do you give an elephant with diarrhea? Plenty of room. Give me another damn drink.
Girl kisses you, she try to kiss you with class. A poor girl will kiss you about the same. But when my girl kisses you, she just slobbers all over you. But she loving you just the same. I'm crazy about my baby, wild about her loving. Oh, I like to have my fun. But when I'm loving you, honey, I don't wanna have to jump up and run. So if you wanna be my baby, you got to bring it with you, honey. Bring it with you when you come. Bring it with you, honey.
lies, what's him and low. My baby start kissing me, I didn't want her to go. I says, I'm coming, baby, wait for me. Let the phone ring, don't answer the door. Cause when I'm loving you, honey, I don't want you to jump up and go. Oh, I'm crazy about my baby, wild about a loving. Oh, I like to have my fun. But when I'm loving you, honey, I don't want to have to jump up and run. So if you want to be my baby, you got to bring it with you, honey. Bring it with you when you come.
girl, she has a lot of class. Mini skirt she wears always because she shows her bang bang. Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang when Lulu's gone away? Now Lulu had a boyfriend, he is very fit. Working on the farm, his job was shoveling. Bang bang, Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang while Lulu's gone away? When she let him have a bang, he vanished in her bang bang. Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang while Lulu's gone away? Oh, Lulu had a bicycle, the seat was very blunt. Every time she jumped on it, the friction threw her bang bang. Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang while Lulu's gone away? Now Lulu had a boyfriend, a puny little chap. When she let him have a bit, he caught a dose of bang bang. Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang while Lulu's gone away? Bang bang, Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang while Lulu's gonna bang bang? Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang while Lulu's gonna bang bang? Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang while Lulu's gonna bang bang? Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is gonna bang bang while Lulu's gonna bang bang?
Well, the motorcycle club had a party, and all the young virgins were there. And I found a blonde with little bitty titties and a pretty yellow ribbon in her hair. And I told her the three biggest lies in the world, the ones my daddy first told me. And that was the beginning of my sexual life and the end of my fantasy. I said, this'll only hurt for a little while, I'll only put the head of it in. I promise that I'll never try to come in your mouth. Met her in a local honky-tonk, told her it was love at first sight. She was just looking for a shoulder to cry on and a place where she could spend the night. Me, I was a little nervous, I'd never been that far before. So I told her the three biggest lies in the world as we danced across the floor. I said, this'll only hurt for a little while, I'll only put the head of it in. Promise that I'll never try to come in your mouth. Busted in a Birmingham robbery, he didn't have no money for bail. The judge bound him over to the local grand jury, and the sheriff threw his young ass in jail. They put him in the cell with a pervert, the leader tried to climb in his bed. Stuck one of them homemade knives to his throat, and these are the words that he said. Good buddy, this'll only hurt for a little while, I'll only put the head of it in. I promise that I'll never try to come in your
mouth. Television caught my eye. He said to hurry up and get on the line. He sure looked better than any guy I'll find. He promised my dreams would all come true by calling 1-900-I-LOVE-YOU. He said with a smile, the first minute is free. So I picked up my phone immediately. Now I can't tell you what he really said, but let's put it this way. Was my face red? My heart began to the ordinary guy, but it seemed like he really put his whole heart in it.
Well, I guess so, for $4 a minute.
He seemed so very honest and totally sincere, but the language he was using, I couldn't believe my ears. Now, I would never say the words he used at all, so when there's something dirty, I'll just say da. Da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, hair. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, in there. Da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, luck. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, well, wait till you hear the last verse. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, I personally have never heard this kind of talk before, but I found myself thinking, I'd like to hear some more. So the next number I'm going to call is 1-900-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, goodness. Am I blushing?
Carefully. I'm an icy, spicy hottie. That's why they call me raunchy. I played so many games in the bathroom with you, in the sitting room and kitchen, and that's for you completely new. Sometimes I played a nun, sometimes I played a waitress. I also played a cover and beat you like a wrestler. You can beg and beg and beg and lick the holes around me. You can crawl and howl and cry, but the rendering of a doll is never moving in here. I also played a cover and beat you like a wrestler. You can beg and beg and beg and lick the holes around me. You can crawl and howl and cry, but the rendering of a doll is never moving in here. You can beg and beg and beg and lick the holes around me. You can crawl and howl and cry, but the rendering of a doll is never moving in here. And squeaking on the rubber doll is never, never moving in here. And squeaking under you, the erected rubber doll is never, 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 never moving in here. And squeaking under you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a special treat, another song.
This morning with an awful aching head. I said I woke up this morning with an awful aching head, because my new man had left me in a room with an empty bed. Well, he's a deep sea diver, got a stroke that can't go wrong. He is a deep sea diver, got a stroke that can't go wrong. Well, he can touch the bottom, and his wind holds out so long. I said he knows how to thrill me. He thrills me night and day. I said he knows how. He thrills me night and day. He's got a new kind of loving, and it takes my breath away. Thank you. kind of loving, so I told my girlfriend Lou. He's got a new kind, so I told my girlfriend Lou. Whoa, from the way that she's been raving, I think she went and got some of it too. Now when my bed gets empty, I get awful mean and blue. God knows my springs are getting rusty from sleeping single way I always do lately. Whoa, when you get good loving, never go and spread the news. I said when you get good loving, never go and spread the news. Because your girlfriends will double cross you, leave you with an empty bed blues.
Use a condom, you can do just what you please. They stopped just getting pregnant and catching STDs. My mother pulled me to her side, sat me on her knee. She said, I think it's time that you and I discuss the birds and bees. She said, always use a condom, it can do just what you please. They stopped just getting pregnant and catching STDs.
Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucille right now. Answer calls. When I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I wanna make love, she got female trouble. Or that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, a skirt. When we go out, they like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, black man. She don't have any tits, she don't wear makeup with high heels. And they're laughing and whispering out. Why do he take her out? She like women just like he do. Now I notice, stares at. I just take young women's clothes off with her eyes. Let's see, that number is 268-0777. Girl, we're a lesbian for 2 months? Damn. I don't know if she's a man or woman. She must be a... Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians. I want a woman, all woman, and from now on, when I take a woman out, first time, I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. All I wanna see or hear a lesbian, cause my sister is a lesbian.
High atop a lonely moor, a widow lived alone. And in she kept, and as she slept, her pillow heard her moan. Oh, many is the lonely traveler who spent the night with me. There's no a man in all creation who gives content to me. Well, some can manage once or twice, or some make three or four. But it seems to me a rarity is the man who can do more. I'd do anything to find him in heaven or in hell. And as she spoke these words, sure, she heard her front door bell. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. So boldly ran the widow, and the door did open wide. And as she did, a tall and handsome stranger stepped inside. Well, she gave him bread and brandy, and when that he was fed, he said, my dear, now have no fear, it's time to come to bed. For I've heard your plea right down below, and I've come to see you right. But you must come to hell with me if I can last the night. She said, you randy devil, to this bargain I'll agree. For hell on earth or hell in hell, it's all the same to me. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. Now as they fumbled in the bed, the devil he proved well. And he thought before the night would end that she'd be in his hell. But when he came to number 9, the widow cried out more. And when the 12th time came around, the widow cried encore. At 25, the devil felt compelled to take a rest. But the widow cried, "Come raise your head and put me to the test." At 69, the widow laughed again, again she cried. And the devil said, "Well, I can see just how your husband died." And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from the door. At 99, the devil, he began to wail and weep. He said, "I'll give you anything if you'll let me go to sleep." But before the morning light was up, the devil hobbled home, and the widow, still not satisfied, once more was left alone. She lay there on her pillow, and she thought on 99. It's a pity that poor devil couldn't manage one more time. I'll call him up again tonight to see what can be done. With a little more application, we could make it to the ton. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from the door. But when she called to him that night, no devil did appear. For the first time in eternity, the devil he shook with fear. He said, "Of all the torments I witness here in hell, I never knew what pain was till I rang your front door bell." And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from the door. And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from the door.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasmatics. You're an orgasmatics. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasmatics. You're an orgasmatics. Uh-huh. You're getting that salt, but you still keep it beating your meat to pulp. And you're an orgasmatic. You're an orgasmatic. You're a Kikasanova, you're a no-chosen pizza. Live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasmatic. You're an orgasmatic. Uh-huh. Assistants and bellhops, you've had them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings, international women with nobody hair. Ooh, so well, you're asking it an alley and your voice is steady. The sex mechanics are up, you're more than ready. You're an orgasmatic. You're an orgasmatic. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's got the energy, he will amaze. He's an orgasmatic. He's an orgasmatic. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasmatic. He's an orgasmatic.
All right, quick joke. Guy walks into a doctor's office. Doctor's very serious. Says, "Look, John, you have to just stop masturbating, all right?" And John says, "But why, doctor, why?" And the doctor says, "Because I'm trying to examine you, John. Sit down." "Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here till Thursday, by the way. Don't forget your waitresses, all right?" Start up top from Terry O'Mason. Relaxez-vous, or just plain relax, if you like. Abner J., one of my favorites. "Bring it with you when you come." Terrible things. The sex song was Nunny. None of you business, okay? Automatic Pilot, Sit on My Face, is that? I can't see that word. All right, Edna, after that, from Strapped, a single. Bang Away Lulu, from Mike Hunt and his Merry Players. Mm-hmm. Yes, you heard me right. David Allen Coe, that was The Three Biggest Lies. The 900 song from Mary Wilson, The Telephone Man Girl, etc. No Threesome Here. Mm-mm, not with Leonci around. Leonci is a very strict girl. She's an Icelandic Indian princess, don't you know? All right? So there you go. You just watch yourself around her. I saw her first. All right. Judy Hensky, Empty Bed Blues, The Birds and the Bees. This Time Again, from Scary Britches. after we recovered from the Beverly Hillbillies thing. Boy, wasn't that a... Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, all right, Lucille, are you a lesbian? Was T. Valentine asking the musical question. And then The Widow and the Devil from a guy named Mark Gunn. I'm not sure if he wrote it or not, but that's him on vocal there, okay? The Orgasm Addict, of course, from the Buzzcocks from 1977, which brings us up to now. Not much I can tell you. We've been through a lot this evening, so just call me, okay? Meanwhile, I'll be back with something else for you and you too, okay? So in the meantime, I will take you out with this.
I was having a wank the other night. Mm. Oh, I was down in the living room having a wank. The telly was on.
Yeah.
And...
What did you use to arouse you?
What
visual stimuli? Or what?
Yeah, I had the television on. What? But I wasn't looking at it.
Oh, I see. Just... No. Just
the... I had a toilet roll, which I'd greased out.
Yeah.
And I had my knob in it.
Yeah.
And I plugged it into the train set, and I put the train set on, and every time it went over the junction, terrific vibes.
Yeah.
And I was just about to come.
Yeah.
And Dolly came down the stairs.
Or the wife.
Yeah. Opened the door. She said, "What are you doing, Derek?" I said, I got a migraine."
Yeah.
And the doctor told me to stick my knob in the toilet roll if I got a migraine.
Yeah.
And, she said, "Oh, darling, I'm sorry, I'll make you a cup of tea."
Oh, so she didn't sass that you were actually having a wank.
So anyway, she went out. Yeah. Getting me load off. And it went all over the train set and everything. She came back in. She said, "What's that on the train set?"
Yeah.
I said, "That I've just spilt my medicine."
Yeah.
I fucking spilt my medicine on a train set.
Yeah.
And so she scooped it up and I had to fucking drink it.
Oh, no.
But I felt, funnily enough, I felt much better when I drank it.
Your migraine went, didn't
it? My migraine went completely.
Well, you, talking about migraine, I was having, what is basically my 9 o'clock Wednesday wank.
What, morning or afternoon?
No, evening wank.
Evening wank.
Evening wank. And
you don't have a 9 o'clock more AM wank?
No, well, I don't. It's down in my diary, but I don't know.
You hardly ever. It's just really. That's really.
That's an optional.
Optional, right. Yeah, right.
But I was having my 9 in the evening wank, you know.
Yeah.
And Audrey is usually out selling pins about that time of night, you know. She sells these pins to people. That's what she says, in any case, and who might have doubted it.
Right.
And so I thought I was alone in the house.
She comes home with her hair matted with spunk, isn't, you know, not really here or there.
No, it's part of the pin-selling business.
Right.
And I was having, you know, a reasonable wank. I won't say it was, you know, out of this world, because it wasn't. It was a...
Just a, you know,
run-of-the-mill wank.
Yeah.
Because I had this picture of Clement Attlee up on the windowsill, and I'd drawn in a huge
moustache. Oh God!
On his chin, and I was getting really excited, you know, because Attlee with a moustache on his chin is a turn on at the best of times, isn't he?
Oh what?
Clem the Gem, they didn't call him that for nothing.
Right.
Biggest fucking sex symbol this country ever fucking produced.
Right.
But anyway, I was wanking away. And frankly, I was going slightly berserk, you know.
Yeah.
Clinging onto things, you know.
Yeah.
Jerking all around the room, pulling down all the furniture and fittings and grabbing hold of the carpet and being sick in the ashtrays, you know, really having
a run-of-the-mill
Wednesday, 9 o'clock wank. In comes the last person I expected, Audrey. Got back early from selling her fins.
Fuck it, no.
And she said, "Here, Clive, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Audrey, love, I am acting under instructions. There are 14 members of the Russian secret police positioned around the room, disguised as wallpaper. with guns pointing at my head, and they have ordered me to finger my private parts continuously for the next hour, otherwise they'll shoot me.
Right.
And she, you know, understood the situation and, well, but swallowed it, you know.
Funny you should say that, because I went home to tea last Tuesday, saw my mum, you know.
Yeah.
She went out to get a cup of tea. And I thought, well, I'll have a wank while she's getting it done, you know.
Yeah.
Because I like a wank, you know.
Well, you had a bit, you thought it'd take her about 5 minutes to brew. Yeah.
To brew, I thought, well, you know.
Have a 4.5 minute wank, you know, yeah. Why not? It's a free fucking country, isn't
right,
it?
Right, exactly. So I got the old knobber out, you know.
You got your old one out, did you?
Yeah.
I thought you were running in the new one.
No, not yet. I'm saving that.
Oh, I see.
And I was, you know, really sort of smacking away, and I had a photograph of my dad there, you know, and that really gets me going, isn't it? Yeah. No. So anyway, I was just coming over his face, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking door open. My mum comes in with the tea. No. She said, "What are you doing, Derry?" I said, all right. Now you have to know the truth. I've got cancer of the knob.
Yeah.
And I have to get this pus out every day. Every day I have to get this pus out. And she said, "Well, what's it doing all over Dad's picture?"
Yeah.
I said,
"That's a bit of a poser for you."
I said, "Well, I have to face due north, you see."
Oh, yeah.
When I'm wanking. I mean, when I'm getting the pus out. Made a slip, you see. She didn't notice, because, you know, she farted at that moment and covered the word wanking. She said, "What did you say?" I said, "When I'm thinking." So then I said, I have to face due north because it's something to do with the poles.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing was said, and she said, "Oh, I didn't know you had cancer of the knob."
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah, I've had it for years, you know." I said, "It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time."
I expect she broke down and wept, didn't she?
No, she's an old bitch.
What'd she say, just ignore it?
She said, she said, "Ignore it, it'll go away."
Mm.
And she's quite right. It's gone away.
What, your old knob?
No, the cancer.
The cancer's gone, is it?
Yeah. I haven't got the cancer anymore.
Now, that's a story you made up for your mum. You had wanking, you were saying. You didn't say you had cancer.
Oh, I don't have cancer of the knob?
No, that's just a story you made up for your mum who found you were wanking.
Whack my bonobo. Yeah. Whack my bonobo. Come on, whack it, whack my bonobo.
Push your balls up my nose. Cackle my Gladys. Oh, cackle my Gladys. Oh, cackle my Gladys. Oh, more feeble granddad. Oh, more feeble granddad. Introduce me to Gladstone.
Hello. Oh. Yeah, no, disagree with my balls. Disagree. Pretty argue. Object!
Shit your leg off. Shit your leg off.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Wait, a spunk come out green. God, I love it when a spunk comes out green.
Yeah,
get it green. Come on, green spunky. Come on, make it green. Come on, make it. Come on, green. Make it. Come on, green. Green. I want it 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 green.